Getting North Korea to pay up isn't easy. The brutal regime has never apologized for the death of Otto Warmbier and doesn't believe it owes $500 million. But Cincinnatians Fred and Cindy Warmbier aren't giving up. For more than a year, they've been targeting alleged illicit activities at North Korean embassies in Eastern Europe. Last year, they shut down a youth hostel the country was running in Germany. Greg Scarlatu leads the Washington-based Committee for Human Rights in North Korea and says eventually the Warmbiers need a break.
I would prepare for going after the big fish to fry. Here I'm talking basically arms exports and other types of illicit exports that continue to boost the regime.
Scarlatu doesn't claim to speak for the U.S. government or the Warmbiers. Fred Warmbier didn't return calls in time for this story. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.